Audio provided by Choo Choo from choochoonews.com. Forgetting how to be a civilization. New survey data show that young people are losing the knowledge and the habits necessary to reproduce a stable society. The political scientist Eric Kaufman is no bringer of good news for us conservatives. In his latest CSPI research, there's a lot of handwriting on the wall for our kind. I tell you this not to discourage you, but to help you understand the immensity of the task in front of us. I know reading my blog can be awfully discouraging, but I firmly believe that real despair is to turn away from hard truths because they are too discouraging. If we are going to resist this tide, we need to know exactly what we are facing. I'll be taping an episode of The General Eclectic with Gail Zeldin later today, after our long summer hiatus forced by my visa problems. Not a good idea to leave your mark in a country you can't enter because you screwed up your visa. And we'll be discussing this. Here is the summary of the findings. America's elite university students are more demographically diverse than the general population, but more politically divided along lines of race, gender, sexuality, and religion. Minority and female students are far more liberal on campus than in the general population, whereas straight white Christian men are somewhat more conservative on campus than in the general population. Current trends portend a politics in which elite women, minorities, gays, and the non-religious are more left-leaning, while elite whites, males, and Christians remain relatively conservative. Thank you, brother. Rissin. Read the rest at The American Conservative, from the button below.